MZTV.
Well, now I know why I like to wear my headphones, because my headphones hide this ridiculous hair, my little wings out here on the side. Coming to you from a beautiful Sunday morning in Canton, Ohio. It's not the edge of the bottom, so it would probably be the top of the middle, the top of the middle of the United States. This is Martin Zender. I ran 3 miles today on my an old route I've had for probably 40 years. If anyone knows Canton, Ohio, it goes through Hills and Dales Village, up and down, hills and dales. Managed that with no problem. 2 days ago, I ran 9.5 miles, so my body is strong, and it's a good thing. Yes, it is. Well, you see the title here, Bad and Good News, or is it Good and Bad News? I don't know. The doctor called on Friday after I had just gotten back from my 9.5 mile run, and he had the toxicology report. The good news is that it's treatable, and it's very slow moving. It's not aggressive. The bad news is it is a cancer. That was a word that I did not want to hear. It's a word everybody dreads. It's a word that knocks you for a loop. It's a kick in the face. It's a shock. It's hard to associate me with that word. It's like, no, how could this be? And yet, it is. So, the next hour or so is half hour dealing with that news and coming to grips with it. The good part was, and is, that it's located. It's not systemic. It's not in my entire body. It's located in one place, so it is able to be removed with surgery because they know where it is. There's some here, and there's some probably attached to the lymph node. Okay. I asked the doctor a couple times, so this is extremely treatable. Yes, he said, oh yes. So I've got to get my carcass to a hospital when I get home. I'm flying home tonight. I might make another show, though. I'm going to get to scriptures today. You better believe it. I'm going to get to a hospital. My dentist said it's not an emergency, but it's also not something that you want to hang around with. I've already put it off. I've already procrastinated for 3 months, over 3 months. I'm ashamed to tell you. Yes, no more smoking. That's right. No more chewing paper towels, because that's another thing. Well, I asked the doctor about that. I told him I was a casual smoker, and he said, you just got unlucky. My friend Mike, the homeless guy, he smokes half a pack a day of the most rank cigarettes you can buy, $2 a pack, and he smoked for years. No problem. I get hold of one rogue cigarette or whatever. But the doctor said, you're just unlucky. Do I regret? See, if I have to think about it, I don't know, because I got very much pleasure out of it. But around that same time, I'm pretty sure like I bit my cheek. And I have a strange habit, ladies and gentlemen. When I work, when I write, when I think, I chew paper towels constantly. I reduce paper towel sheets into little wet balls. I've been mocked for that for years. And at first, I got just any old paper towel, but it would start to burn my lips. Because, why? Because paper towels have bleach. So I would buy unbleached paper towels. I would buy the healthiest paper towels I could find. Not that they're exactly designed for human consumption, but I have my strange ways. And I remember getting a off-brand roll of paper towels because the other brand wasn't available. And God knows how many toxins are on there. Anyway, no more of that. No more of this. I got to watch my sugar intake. So I'm going to take better care of myself, yes. Of course, absolutely, we know this was planned for me from before the disruption of the world. So now I just have to walk in it. And I can be very, very thankful, and I am, that it's a mild variety of this, of these cells. The way I look at it, I just have some rogue cells that are not following the rules, and they need to be eliminated. So the doctor said it's going to be 1 to 2 days in the hospital. I would just as soon go to a Baptist church service as a hospital. You know me and doctors, all of us and doctors, we don't. I kind of put doctors, and this is unfair probably, in the same category as, Catholic priests. Unfair, I'm sure. Because it's not that sweeping. It's not that, you can't just make that general comparison and have it be true. Although I've done it unfairly, I've done it. Was the doctor I met on the other day, Tuesday, I guess it was. No, was it Wednesday? Yeah, it was a good guy. Good guy. I did not want to hear what he told me on the phone. It was like, what? No. You dreaded hearing that. And then there it was. So once I heard it, the dread of not knowing was over. So there was some relief in that. But, the conference. I plan on making the conference. Since this is not an emergency, I want to get in as soon as I can, for sure. But I have to make sure, I have to make double sure. I mean, this doctor referred me to this branch of the Cleveland Clinic in Weston, Florida, but I don't know if I can go there because I don't know if it's in my insurance thing. I'm on the Medicare thing, Florida Blue Medicare. I don't know. I hate talking about this stuff. This is my least favorite topic on the face of the earth is insurance, hospitals. I hate this. Now I'm faced with the thing that I hate. I have to walk through it. This is going to lead me to my scripture verse. You'll see. I got to make sure that it's in my network. That's the word I'm looking for. Straining for that word. I'm happy I couldn't think of it because the word sucks. So that may take a few days. Could be one day in the hospital. I don't know what's involved here. I don't know. Am I going to be disfigured? Like, what? What? I don't need my body much longer, but please keep me pretty, Lord. Anyway, it doesn't matter, honestly. This sucks. But many of you already know this. Many of you have had worse situations than this. This is nothing compared to what you've, and I'm not pretending that it is. I've heard nightmare stories from out there. Mine doesn't qualify. I'm ashamed to even be making it a big deal. But to me, it's a big deal. Fully intend to make the conference. And if I can get in as soon as I can, then I will. Give me 5, 6 days to recover. He doesn't say how long it would take to recover. And then I'll make it to the conference. If it's going to be a matter of a week, either side, I'll wait till after the conference. I don't want to do that because I want to get it done. I want to get it over with. And that's what, gee, oh, there's a little cute little cat back here. This is jumping on my computer. Spooky Tooth. He does have a spooky tooth. Got a couple of them right. Oh, yeah. What are you doing out there, Spooky Tooth? Why don't you come down here so the folks can see you? Let's go. Okay, you're cute. Jesus said, verse 50, Luke 12, yet a baptism have I to be baptized with, and how I'm being pressed till it should be accomplished. Yeah, the baptism was his death, the gloom, the terror overhanging him from the cross, for the, concerning the cross. I mean, everybody who has to go to a doctor's appointment or has to wait for a diagnosis or has to wait for news for their loved one or for themselves It's a cross. And it's the contemplation of it. It's the dread of it that you hate. And you just want to get on with it. This is what our Lord is saying here. Exactly what he's saying. A baptism have I to be baptized with. How I'm being pressed till it should be accomplished. I'm being pressed till it should be accomplished. But I'm going to make the conference. Don't even think for a second of canceling your trip to the conference. I'm going to make it. It'll take something very weird happening that I won't make it. So, what timing? I'm sorry. I put this off. You know, knowing that you're with me, I can't tell you what that means to me. I can't tell you what it means to me that for years you and I have developed this friendship, this camaraderie. I try to be as transparent as I can with you. I bring you light from the Word of God, and I open myself up, and I bring the light and the darkness out of me for everyone to see. I'm on display on this show. Not just the truth, but me as a person. And because of that, you and I have this relationship that is very deep and very real and very true. And I know you're with me, and I can't tell you how important that is to me. I couldn't do this without you. So thank you. And my loved ones, my family, of course. Spooky Tooth, my sister, and all my family. So we'll get through this. It'll be in the past. And like our Lord here, being pressed. You know, even before this, I feel like once there's this like dark cloud hanging over my head a little bit. You know what I mean? But even before this phone call I got, I still had that dark cloud. It's the times we live in. It's the system of the world being dark and people suffering and war and rape and pillage and hatred, fear, doom, gloom. We're all looking for better times, right? And we find happiness within our families, thank God. And I thank God for mine. We have little times of respite, little oases of happiness with our families, our loved ones, our intimates, and there's no substitute for that. God gives us these things, even our pets, like Spooky Tooth here. God gives us these intimates. So, and God has given us to each other. I love your comments the last couple of days. Thank you for reaching out to me. And I'm not the only one in the body of Christ suffering. I know many of you are. Everybody's going through something. Everybody. Everybody. And I've told you before, this is why I can't find complete happiness, because of the corporate gloom, the corporate pressing, how we are pressed until it is accomplished. For our Lord, he was speaking of the crucifixion. For us, it can be more immediate, like waiting to get through this surgery that I need to get through, or it can be aeonian. It could be wanting this eon, being pressed by this eon until the Lord should end this eon and bring in better times, greater times, bring in immortality. How we are pressed until immortality comes, and we wish it were here now, because the pressing continues and we're looking for the deliverance. Well, the deliverance is on order. It's coming. Seems to me like it's a little delayed, but it's not. It will arrive at the perfect time. And I will be here with all of you to greet it.